She sees me looking. Back to work. What is the significance of the motto curved on the bow of Benito Sereno's ship? She passed the wicker chair, the comfortable one we sit in together to watch TV or to read, and she hastily gathers her books. The Pokey Little Puppy, The Magic Bus, The Cat in the Hat, even that ancient copy of National Geographic with the penguin on the cover. Good Lord, she's got them all. With her free hand, she tugs at my sleeve. No, Megan, I snap irritably. Not now. Go away and leave me alone. And take your library with you. That does it. She leaves. She makes no further attempt to bother me. I can finish the test easily now without interference. No one trying to climb onto my lap. No extra fingers helping me type. I see her standing quietly with her back against the sofa, tears running down her cheeks. She has two fingers of her right hand in her mouth. She holds the tragic Dumpy in her left. She watches me type and slowly brushes the tip of Dumpy's anemic arm across her nose for comfort. At this moment, only for a moment, I see things as God must, in perspective, with all the pieces fitting. I see a little girl cry because I haven't time for her. Imagine ever being that important to another human being.